listening to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast. I'm your hostess, Monique Ramsey, and today we're doing a little post-op follow-up interview with our guest star, Laura Kane, who just had her breast augmentation surgery with Dr. Swiston. And today is your third day. I guess the surgery was Tuesday.
Correct.
And today's Friday. So welcome back, first of all.
Thank you.
And so we won't keep you for long because you're post-op, but
don't worry about it. I feel like I could do anything. I know I'm not supposed to, but I feel like I'm like organizing drawers and I'm getting all this stuff done. I feel 100% like I never even had the surgery. It's weird.
I mean, you look gorgeous. She looks like perfectly ready to go to a party. So tell us about that day. How did your day start? How were you feeling? Give us a little rundown.
Okay. Well, because my surgery was in the afternoon, I couldn't eat from midnight on. So I was really hungry. That's the only thing that bummed me out is I was super hungry and thirsty. I was like dying. But other than that, I was really excited. I wasn't nervous because Dr. Swiston gave me every single detail. I mean, he's so detailed and he sits with you for so long. Like, he's so good. So I wasn't nervous at all. I was a little anxious because I was excited and I didn't know what they'd feel like in my body. That was kind of making me a little anxious. But I get to La Jolla Cosmetic and immediately they took me back in and then he marked me up. And he said, well, on this side, we're going to do a mini lift. So we don't have to do the lollipop lift. We're just going to move the nipple around. And then the other one, we're going to put in a fuller size because so they'll match. He was telling me all these things. I'm like, just do what you look, just do whatever looks
just
good.
Just make it look good.
I trust you 100%. And so they marked me up and then walked me into the OR. And I'm kind of a freak because I love surgery stuff. Like, I think it's all so incredibly interesting. Most people would probably pass out. I was digging it. I'm looking at those big giant lights that they use and all the tools that they were going to use. And I'm like, oh, and the anesthesiologist was great.
Oh, good. Do you remember his name?
Gosh darn it. If you gave me a couple names, I would know.
So we have Dr. Young, Dr. Heinley, and Dr. Saltz. Dr. Saltz's husband is one of our anesthesiologists.
Oh my gosh. I think it was Dr. Saltz.
He's such a great guy. I love him.
And he was so nice. I said, you know, I might need more anesthetic to put me to sleep because I woke up during my colonoscopy and I'm just afraid. I don't want to wake up during surgery. He's like, we've got you covered. Don't you even worry. So then I just went in and they put the little thing on my mouth. And next thing I know, I'm waking up. And I want to go back to sleep. So I'm back to sleep. And I vaguely remember Dr. Swiston, like an angel appeared above me. And he's like, are you okay? His sweet little face, you know? And he's like, what we did was this and this and that. Of course, I don't remember anything, but he told me during my follow-up. But he's like, it looks great. You're going to do great. Don't worry. And then the anesthesiologist followed up with me. And I only took ibuprofen and acetaminophen. It was very, I want to say there's pressure, but it doesn't hurt.
Oh, interesting.
It doesn't really hurt. Even though they cut the nipple and cut underneath, it's taped so well that I don't feel shooting pains or anything like that. I thought I would probably be hurting because they cut me, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm fine on those meds. And then I'm on the antibiotic. And then I went in for my follow-up yesterday and he took it off. I'm like, oh my God, I'm scared. I'm scared because it didn't really look like there was anything there because it's so bandaged up, you know?
Oh.
And then he took it off. I'm like, oh my God, I have boobs. I have boobs. It's so awesome. It was so fun. And it didn't look gory to me at all. It just looked like, and then he showed me another patient's progress photos and he showed me the before, and then he showed me 2 days after, and she had gotten quite large implants, but that's not to say that the same thing's going to happen to me, but they were a little bit high. He says the muscle's kind of angry because it has this foreign object in it. And so it calms down as the weeks go by. And he goes, by 6 weeks, they're going to look like this. And they looked great. And they're down and they look great now. I'd be happy if they stayed this way. But he said the muscle gradually relaxes and they fall into place. That's what he said. And so I'm like, I trust you, whatever you say, I believe you, but I am so happy. I am just thrilled.
Oh,
I love him. And he's a good dresser too. I went my
he's
little
snappy, follow-up. Isn't he?
Snappy is the perfect word. Is snappy.
The last time he came on my podcast, which was last week, you know, I'm seeing him on Zoom and I'm like, loving the shirt. It was just this cool print with like two different prints and a jacket. I'm like, wow, he looks great. I love that. It's fun. It's fun. So that night after surgery, so you was it Linda who took you home?
Yes, my friend Linda. God bless her. She had a blanket in the car for me. She went and got me a Jamba Juice. I guess I was mumbling all the way home about something. I don't know. I go, why didn't you videotape me? That's funny stuff. And she's like, oh, I didn't want to embarrass you. I was like, since when?
But, yeah, why stop now?
Why stop there? But we got into bed, which wasn't a problem. I slept for like a whole day, pretty much.
Good.
And it was a little sore to hoist myself up, but I had one of those wedges. I ordered a wedge and one of those little pillows that you can sit up against. So I had both of those. So I slept kind of in an incline and it was very comfortable. It was very fine. And
so you just slept on your back. Are you a back sleeper or a side sleeper or a tummy sleeper?
I'm a side sleeper, but I didn't have any trouble sleeping. I think now I could probably sleep on my side very gingerly.
Yeah.
I was very careful, but he didn't give me any restrictions as far as sleeping and sleeping upright. I just did that because it felt more comfortable. He said I can start bending my arm back against a door
to sort of stretch those pectoralis muscles.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh.
I washed my hair today. I had no problem lifting my arms up. Not one.
Good. Oh, good. Good. Now, do you want to share like what kind of implants he put in and how big? And
you know what? They give you a little card to keep in your purse, just so you know, but they're the natural, they're the soft touch. And he think he put in 320.
320. Okay.
Yes.
That's like a nice,
perfect C.
Like average. Yeah. Size, not crazy big, not crazy small, just sort of like give you a good proportion.
And that is precisely what I wanted. That is exactly what I wanted. And that's what he gave me. He's not like some of these doctors. I've heard numerous times doctors sticking in bigger ones because they thought it looked better. And then the patient being like horrified. That happened to a couple of my friends, actually.
I've heard stories. And one doctor I remember at a plastic surgery meeting, and he said, and he was joking, but then maybe not really. He was like, go big or go home. I was like, well, that's not really what all of us want. Some people, sure, that's great.
And that's
fine. You know, a lot of us just want to be curvy in a natural way.
Exactly.
And so that's really nice.
Yeah.
Now, did he give you any instructions of things to do specifically or not to do?
I see him in a week. And that's when he said he's going to give me the instructions on how to massage the muscle. Hmm. So he's going to give me another week of healing until I can start pressing down and doing these massages, I guess, 5 times a day for 5 minutes or something like that. But that's next week when I see him.
So one more week. And then what does he have you wearing? Like, do you have a special bra that's...
Well, I have the very sexy nude colored bra that it hooks in the front. So it's really easy to put on. So there's no back...
Oh,
issues.
Right. You're not stretching back there. That makes
sense. Right. And I have a little bit of gauze, but today I put on a dress with no pads, just my boobs and this little garment that I have on. And I have a figure and I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome. I'm never going to have to deal with the pads again. My whole life, pads, 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 everything padded. And I'm just so thrilled. that.
Oh, that's so cool.
I mean, throw I'm all so those things away.
Yeah, right? Be like, that's incredible. So you got to see them yesterday. Tell me your first reaction when he takes all the dressings off. And
my first reaction was, wow, that's what I'm supposed to look like. That's what my breasts are supposed to look like. Not these small, kind of saggy breasts that I had before. When he first opened it up and said, do you want to see? I'm like, yes, I do. I am totally okay with seeing any kind of stitches. And I looked and I was like, these are the absolute perfect size for me. How did you know? And I guess he had Dr. Saltz in there with him. And they were like bouncing ideas off of each other about, should he put a bigger one on this side and on this side? And it turns out that they put exactly the same size in both breasts.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Cause some women do have to have, most of us have some asymmetry. So one side's bigger than the other. So a lot of times somebody might say, oh, I had 350 here and 325 there. And that's something that I think people don't realize. You know, we've got a group practice. We've got five amazing surgeons and they do collaborate and they do talk about things with each other to make sure it's like, you know, what would you do and what technique would you use? And so obviously they're experts in their own right, but having that extra opinion.
Yeah.
Is a really nice thing. So
I was so honored because, I mean, Dr. Swiston, first of all, having him, I'm honored. But Dr. Saltz, I know that she is like the boob queen. Mm-hmm. I know several people who have gotten breast implants from Dr. Saltz. So I felt so honored she was in there as well.
Yeah.
Me.
Oh, that's neat. Okay. So we're going to talk to you again in like, let's say in about 3 weeks. So maybe okay. a month after surgery. So if you were going to make a prediction about how you're going to feel at that point, what would it be?
I'm going to feel so confident and so happy that I'm going to be able to accomplish anything, really. There's going to be no part of my body that I'm ashamed of. How about that?
Ooh, I love that. That's awesome. Okay. So now, Laura, tell everybody where they can follow you.
You guys can follow me at Laura Kane After Dark on Instagram and Laura Kane After Dark on Facebook and just plain old Laura Kane on YouTube. And I can't wait. This whole thing has been videotaped. She even came into the OR and I'm really excited to see how all that turns out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe I can share some of that on my YouTube page. That would be awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're kind of filming the whole journey so that then at the end of it, we'll put together like a little itty bitty movie of your journey. So yeah, that's in process right now.
Oh,
so,
yay.
Well, wonderful. And if you're listening today and you have questions, need information about scheduling or financing, reviews or before and after photos, check our show notes for links. And thank you again, Laura. And don't go crazy because you feel so good, right?
I know. Please tell me that again. Please.
Don't go crazy because you feel so good.
Okay.
Because you don't want to set yourself backwards.
Right.
There's nothing worse than feeling really good and overdoing it. And then all of a sudden feeling like you did on day two. I think that's the biggest caution really is that patients, I think, feel better than they thought they would.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, okay, let me go do this or that.
I feel like running errands and doing this and picking up that, but I can't pick up my dog. I know I can't do any of this stuff. So I'm trying to be good. So I will. Thank you for telling me that again.
I'm going to be your mom and I'm going to make sure I'll just keep texting you, Laura. Take it easy. Okay.
All right.
Thanks everybody for listening and we'll see you again next time.
Take a screenshot of this podcast episode with your phone and show it at your consultation or appointment, or mention the promo code podcast to receive $25 off any service or product of $50 or more at La Jolla Cosmetic. La Jolla Cosmetic is located just off the I-5 San Diego Freeway in the ZyMed building on the Scripps Memorial Hospital campus. To learn more, go to ljcsc.com or follow the team on Instagram at ljcsc. The La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast is a production of The Axis, THEAXIS.io.